We have an eyewitness report, we call it officially, and our witness and I is Darren from Joe's Place Ministries. Good morning to you, sir. Pull that right close.
Good morning. Thank you for letting us come in and share with you.
Hey, so glad you're here, just the same. Yeah, we've been talking just a little bit. Yeah, get that thing wherever you need it. It'll do what it wants to. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have him look at that. You can sidle up to it, Darren. Technical difficulty. Hey, good to meet you, sir, and thank you for what you do. And we were talking a little history behind the scenes here. And 09 is when we actually opened Joe's Ministries. I remember it well. And I'm very proud of the work you've done to establish a niche service, but a very important one that is real, active, and growing because of the need that is being met. So that aside, where did you start with Joe's Ministry? Is this your heart for a long time before you actually happened?
You know, it has been. I was a youth pastor for about 20 years prior to this, and just remember driving down 6th and 7th Street and just seeing a lot of kids that were out there and just going, hey, who's meeting these kids that are kind of on the street?
Yeah.
And so we jumped in, and we basically started with bucket of lemonade and some little barbecue down at Riverside Park, just serving kids and getting to know them. And, you know, since 09, you know, we've been serving kids age 11 to 18. We're now out here on Rogue River Highway at 1205. We have a full youth center, full kitchen. We feed kids a full meal every day. They always have snacks and resources, from clothing to if they need food to take home, shoes, hygiene products. About 4 years ago, we started out in Cave Junction.
Yeah.
And we're serving out there, and we are reaching a lot of kids. There's some great people in Cave Junction, and it's just a privilege to be out there working with those kids who just love having a place to go. It's safe, and again, they get a good meal out there, too.
You bet.
And so,
I also know that it's always the people and whose hearts are right there that kids connect with. I know that from myself personally as a kid, and as I got into youth service in my early 20s, I remember it well. And that's the joy, is meeting with kids, knowing that you can give the love and it comes back, and suddenly you've got young people that are doing a whole lot better than they were even a day before, just knowing there's somebody on their side.
Exactly.
It's a slip-through-the-cracks thing. There are other services in this community that we support gladly that work as hard as they can to serve the youth community. This is something that those that won't, you find a way to get hold of them.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, getting hold of those hearts and turning
them
around.
Exactly. Yep. And we've got a good staff, some good volunteer base, and that it is so nice to be able to sit down and see people just engaging a young person, hearing their story. Then you know how to meet their needs.
And
that's part of what we do. It's about that relationship, that trust, and being able to just see a kid, kind of open up and feel like, hey, I'm being cared for, I'm being loved on. And these people, they're real.
There you go. And a young person, any person, will always recognize what's real, always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, bless you for that, sir, and for your service beforehand. And I'm glad the Lord kind of led you to just be, this is where you belong now.
Yeah. And it's so, been a good journey. It's been a good journey.
I love that.
We have a great community that supported us and allowed us to continue to do what we do. And that says a lot about where we live.
I agree. And congrats on over to our other big neighborhood in the Illinois Valley, which is a big neighborhood when you think about it.
Yeah. And there's some good things happen out in the Valley, and we're excited to be there.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do. How can we do a little bit more just to always, first of all, we're always going to remember Joe's Ministries is legit. So when they need help, I know it gets multiplied in many ways with your volunteers and your staff that does way more than just their hourlies tell them to do.
You know, we're a nonprofit, and we survive on donations from local businesses, individuals, churches. We do write some grants, but
you still need it.
We still always are needing. The cool part is, we're pretty well funded, but you know what? As we grow and as we continue to meet the needs of young people, things expenses come.
And they do.
So, our website is joesplaceministries.org. You can swing by our place at 1205 Rogue River Highway, or give us a call at 541-476-4563 and just ask, hey, how can I jump in? How can I help? We love people that, want to encourage kids, and obviously we need a lot of prayer.
You bet.
Because, man, that's
number one.
It's a battle out there, and there's a lot of hurting families and kids here in our community.
Let's do that first, and then let's put our our prayers to into some action by supporting Joe's ministry. We'll do that our part just by being a voice here. Remember, you always have an open mic here, okay, and a family that really is just that, serving the community as we have for 66-plus years. So we're right there with you, brother.
Amen. I appreciate it.
All right. Now I'll get your number, and we'll do a little more of just kind of outreach as far as letting people know how they can get a hold of you and how they can volunteer, because I know that volunteerism is huge in this community for so many good things that happen. There is always a volunteer force behind it, period. Exactly. It doesn't happen without it. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me just share a little bit. I really appreciate it, and thank you for what you and this station do for us, and we're blessed to have people like you in our corner.
Thanks so much for that. Darren, pleasure to meet you, sir, and we'll see each other again. And I do cruise by your place. Your neighbor's down the road here. So
exactly.
We always work the miracle mile because miracles do happen here. That's been an affectionate term for our little stretch of commerce here for two generations. What do you think?
There you go. It works.
It works. There you go again. Darren, thank you. Joe's Ministries, have that in your heart. It's worthy. And stay right here. A little more of that other stuff we do on the way.